a solitary wayfarer, enervated by protracted travel through unfamiliar terrain, finds himself inexplicably compelled toward a modest dwelling whose warm glow beckons with an almost predatory allure amid the encroaching nocturnal chill. His aching limbs and the biting wind render the prospect of shelter well-nigh irresistible, while the eerily deserted streets lend the evening an unplaceable disquiet he is too enervated to scrutinize. Peering through the window, he glimpses a cozy interior, a crackling hearth, plush furnishings, a small bird perched with unnatural, unblinking stillness in its cage, a dog curled up asleep by the fire. An atmosphere of cultivated comfort that summarily dissolves whatever residual hesitation lingers. The door swings open almost instantaneously, as though someone had been lying in wait just behind it. Its elderly occupant receives him with a graciousness bordering on the unsettling, ushering him inside with practiced warmth and insisting, with peculiar conviction, that he is exactly right for her establishment. Despite a faint, nagging disquiet, he acquiesces, stepping into a house whose silence feels curiously absolute, almost deliberate. She installs him in a comfortable chair by the fire and proffers tea alongside a biscuit, sustaining an easy, solicitous conversation as he drinks. The tea carries a subtly bitter, almost medicinal undertone, though he dismisses this trifling observation, disarmed by her gentle manner. When she inquires after his age, her interest seems disproportionately keen, her smile deepening at his answer with an intensity he cannot quite pass, as though committing his features to memory. His attention drifts to a photograph adorning the wall. Two young men, smiling, their names tugging distantly and inexplicably at his memory. A vague unease stirs within him, swiftly smothered beneath her ingratiating charm, and he lets the thought dissolve, too languid now to pursue it. As he finishes the tea, a profound languor overtakes him, spreading inexorably through his limbs until resistance grows unimaginable. He attempts to right himself, but his body feels distant, unresponsive, no longer entirely his own. He wishes to speak, but the words dissolve before reaching his lips. The light gutters and expires. The house subsides into absolute stillness. The traveller, ensnared, never departs again.